What a crazy world we live in. So, at the moment, we have the Gaza conflict. We have this new, well, it's not new, but this escalating conflict in northern Iraq and Syria, known as the IS now, not ISIS anymore, or ISIL. It's now just IS, the Islamic State. We also have Libya. We also have South Sudan, which has basically been forgotten. It's only taken 2,000 of a minority being killed yesterday for IS to make the news over Gaza. There's been a lot of people who have hijacked the media's ignorance to the IS crisis on the Israeli side of the Gaza conflict, basically saying, oh, the media is happy to report lots of stuff about Gaza, but nothing about IS. Why is this? They have a point. The problem is, it's now becoming a mudslinging contest between people in neutral countries that support either side. Human life should never be seen as some kind of political game. And at the moment it seems to be. Especially in the West. And I'm not saying the politicians are using it as such. I'm saying the public are. If you see some of the social media reaction, it's almost like we're trying to compare death tolls to see which conflict is more important. That should never be the way this goes. Any loss of life, any civilian loss of life, is terrible, as far as I'm concerned. Any mass killing on any scale is worrying and shouldn't happen and should be condemned. But of course we can't do that. So we try and see which is the most important. Who has the most cameras where? That will dictate who gets covered the most. Civilians are dying in Libya right now because we have a situation where the West went in, removed a regime, and left. So you have militias trying to fight for power. This has been going on for 2 years. It's now starting to make the news again because the West has been affected. Specifically the British had a convoy, an embassy convoy shot at. So lots of Western embassies are shifting their people out. So that's all over the news again. Now ISIS, or IS now, is making the news because they've killed religious minorities, driven Christians out of what have been Christian cities for thousands of years. Burnt down historic buildings, defaced religious monuments, basically just gone around killing thousands of people over a period of a few days. The Gaza conflict is still going on. That's the oldest conflict out of any of them, because that's been going on for thousands of years in different guises. The reason why more people, I feel, are interested in the Gaza conflict is because the West has been sponsoring a lot of it for a long time. That will always be my answer to that. Anyone asks me, why do more people care about Gaza than care about northern Iraq, care about Libya? Because Israel was set up by the West, as in the current incarnation of the Israeli state, was set up by the West in the 40s. And we've basically been pumping money into it since then. So anything they do, we've supported in some way. That's why I feel we should care about the Gaza conflict. I'm not saying it should take priority over other events that are happening in the world. I just think that you cannot ignore our involvement in that conflict. It's not military involvement, it's financial and diplomatic, but it's a very, very big contribution to this situation that we've made over 70 years. It's very difficult to just shrug that off. And a lot of people seem to be doing that. A lot of people have short memories. I'm not trying to say, by the way, people that read me on Twitter might see a rather one-sided perspective on this whole conflict. I don't think that either side is in the right. I think they both have arguments that are valid, but I'd like to see these calls for war crime trials that have been put against Israel. I'd like to see trials of both Israel and Hamas. I'd like to see them both tried for war crimes. If you're going to do one, do both. I reckon they'd both be found guilty. And I think the US, with their policy yet again of let's send in military and start hitting the shit out of a foreign country, namely the IS situation. Oh, we're going to protect American... we're going to protect Americans that are in this area by sending in airstrikes. That's really going to help. Just be honest and say you want to attack IS rather than giving us some bullshit pretext. I cannot find any way to justify what IS is doing. It's downright disgraceful and abhorrent. If you've looked into any of it, there's a lot of propaganda about, actually, from the West, accusing them of things they haven't done, namely the female genital mutilation and stuff like that was going on. That was found to be false, but there's a lot of it that's true, and it's very, very worrying. So, are we degrading into a world war? 100 years on from the first one? I do wonder if we are. There's so many conflicts going on that are really stepping up the ante. And I do wonder how long it'll be before they reach us big time. I don't mean just a one-off terrorist attack like we've had before. I mean, I wonder how long it's going to be before we see people really starting to cause trouble internally. Whether that be in the EU or just in the UK or in the US or what, I don't know. But I'm curious to see how long it's going to take. Morbidly curious, you could say. How long it's going to take before we see fighting on our own streets. War at the moment is great for us because we're removed from it. I think we forget sometimes how terrible it can be because we've not experienced it for 70 years. I don't think it'll be too long before we experience it again.